Good evening. Thank you very much for your patience. The Secretary General will make a short statement and then we'll have time for a couple of questions. Secretary General.
Good evening. NATO allies have now decided to enforce the no-fly zone over Libya. We are taking action as part of the broad international effort to protect civilians against the attacks by the Gaddafi regime. We will cooperate closely with our partners in the region, and we welcome their contributions. All NATO allies are committed to fulfill their obligations under the UN Security Council resolution, and that's why we have decided to assume responsibility for the no-fly zone. Thank you.
Any questions?
Mr. Secretary, there's been a lot of concern about civilian casualties, and it's been mentioned that Turkey was a particular concern for Turkey. Could you tell us about some of the deliberations that you had in the Council?
No, we have had very, very positive deliberations. It's of utmost importance to get this right. It's a serious decision, and this is a reason why we have spent some time to reach this conclusion. But compared to the past, we have actually done it quite quickly.
AFP?
Secretary General, will NATO be taking greater responsibilities in this no-fly zone, including continuing the bombing campaigns that have been conducted by the international coalition so far?
What we have decided tonight is to take responsibility for enforcing the no-fly zone with the aim to protect the civilian population. The mandate doesn't go beyond that. Of course, we can act in self-defense, but what we will do is to enforce the no-fly zone and ensure that we protect the civilian population that way.
Thank you very much.
yep,
one last question.
Does that mean that if members of the so-called coalition, say France, would like to strike against troops of the Gaddafi moving in on civilian targets, that would be part of the mission that NATO undertakes at this moment?
At this moment, there will still be a coalition operation and a NATO operation. But we are considering whether NATO should take on that broader responsibility in accordance with the UN Security Council resolution. But that decision has not been made yet.
But who will coordinate that between the coalition and the NATO forces?
That will take place the usual way through the chains of command. We will ensure close coordination and deconfliction.
And with that, thank you very much and a very good night.